Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay. So I'm not laughing. It's my headphones. Sorry, because I actually want to talk about something serious. Matthew Perry.
Oh, I thought you were laughing. Nope, not laughing at all.
Actually serious. I want to give you a little update. Did you see that he had not been dead very long when he was found because his assistant went out to run an errand and came back and found him?
Oh.
So now they're like, so now I'm starting to wonder if he had a medical emergency and drowned.
Oh, man.
Swear to God.
Oh,
because they're
man.
Saying it could be 6 weeks before we know with the toxicology. But if that's truly what happened, then maybe it wasn't any kind of overdose.
Right.
Maybe he had a heart attack or something. He was 54. They found drugs. He had other issues like pulmonary something.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Had been a heavy smoker, I guess, for years.
Right.
And was trying to quit. So he had something for the like nicotine patches everywhere, which isn't going to kill you, but shows right. He was kind of serious about quitting smoking.
Right.
And taking his health back.
Mm.
Someone who's... Oh, ding's not worried about quitting smoking.
Honestly, no.
Right?
I guess I don't know, but I would assume no.
You know what I mean? You're not doing drugs and like, but I'd like to quit smoking.
Right.
That's usually not the way it goes.
Usually,
you know?
They don't go hand in hand like that. But man.
So he might have just had some kind of medical emergency, which is like blowing my mind.
A heart attack. A seizure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
To drugs. I shouldn't have gone there.
Well, when you have a history, it unfortunately leads you to think in one way immediately,
well,
right?
But that's not drowning in a hot tub where you should be able to swim up and be just fine.
Stand up, my guy.
Yeah.
Right. Not to joke,
no,
but for real.
But that means maybe it was something medical because they said the body had not been there for long. The assistant just ran out and came back, and they don't even know what would have happened if the assistant had found him quicker.
Wow. Oh.
Wild.
Oh, that gave me chills.
Yeah. So it's more and more layers to Matthew Perry. That's all we know. Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. I just had to run to the other room because somebody stole my chair last night. DJ GA.
How dare you?
They come here, they use the Kiss studio, and they screw me up, man.
You start a whole morning off. We got different weird chairs here now.
How much of a diva do you have to be to go, where's my chair? It's like, get out of my parking spot.
I don't even know how you can tell which one's which because they all look identical.
My chair is fitted to my body.
I've been sitting
in it for many a years.
The cushion. You can tell by the cushion.
It's perfectly placed. The back is correct. Everything is where I need it to be.
You got it professionally molded. Say less.
I like my chair at work.
It's your chair.
It makes me feel comfortable.
We got to decorate it so we know.
And AKA don't touch it.
No, so we know. You know. But so the rest of us know.
Right. Oh, right. Label it Allie's chair.
Just put your divorce Barbie t-shirt on it.
Speaking of happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You know, let's be real. Off the air, we just talked about how we're so sick of Halloween at this point.
I'm dressed as a teddy bear, and that's only because I'm wearing a Sherpa sweater today. I was not in the mood.
I'm dressed as...
Allie Faith.
A girl in a big oversized sweatshirt. That's what I'm dressed as.
We couldn't match, so that's why I didn't dress up as Allie Faith.
It's fine. Halloween is here today. It's supposed to snow. And those that have to do trick-or-treating tonight, we feel for you.
Y'all have fun now.
Good luck with that.
Y'all tell me. Y'all be easy. Be smooth. Have
DZ
fun.
DZ said, I'm sick of dressing up. I've been in, what, three costumes in 3 days?
Enough. That's three times too many. I'm done.
Not to be the Grinch of Halloween, everyone, but put your Christmas tree up for all I care at this point.
Nope.
I said what I said.
No mas, thank you. You're a mean one. Where's Mariah Carey at?
She'll be here tomorrow on November 1st. What do you mean, where's Mariah Carey at?
Okay, just making sure she was still on schedule.
She's not hiding. She was on Kris Jenner's Insta the other day singing.
Oh, yeah.
All I Want for Christmas. Yeah, she's back. I saw that.
Back when she leaves.
Coming up next, though, you're having an issue in your house, and I want to talk about it.
Bruh, somebody is wild. wilding out in my household, and I need help. I don't know what else to say.
You don't have the time for this.
We really don't. Really not. Like, this needs to be fixed ASAP.
You don't have time. You have a baby on the way.
Bruh.
The problem going on in DZ's house right now, we'll talk about it next.
Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45, and then New Kids on the Block tickets at 8:40, if you missed that big announcement yesterday.
Every single time, I just want to,
I used to have a pillowcase. New Kids on the Block pillowcase.
With their faces on it?
I'm New Kids on the Block old.
How old are you? I'm New Kids on the Block
That's
old.
That's how old I know. We have tickets to see them because they're going to be coming to the American Family Insurance Amphitheater next summer. So that's at 8:40. Wow. That was the big announcement. But let's talk about the problem in DZ's household, everybody.
Speaking of big, we got a big problem going down right now,
what
y'all.
What happened?
All right, man. So I don't even know how to break this down for you guys. As you guys know, my wife and I, we're expecting our second child.
Mm-hmm.
Second baby boy due literally any day now.
Yes.
Right? Well, we're full term and ready. We're just waiting for the day. Somebody isn't ready for the day, though, because they're out here throwing curveballs at us, man. Young Samurai, our son, Sammy, Samuel, he's starting to regress.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he can tell that the baby's coming or something, or it's something within himself, but he's been a great sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I'm talking about amazing. Even when we initially transitioned him from his crib to his big boy bed, great. First night, slept. Second night, slept. First, like, 2 weeks, basically, just slept. Mwah, perfect.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
he starts.
Last week, man's decides that, no, I no longer sleep in my bed. For the last, like, 5 days, this little boy, has been going to sleep religiously at the door. Mm. I'm talking about, we put him to bed, okay, papito, hasta mañana, good night, you know, until tomorrow, hasta mañana. We love you. Mwah. Close the door. Runs right to the door. Mama, papa.
Oh, that's the worst to hear that, too.
And then he lays down at the door. Falls asleep.
Breaks a mom's heart.
Bruh, literally falls asleep at the door. I'm thinking, this little boy. So we give him a little time. Try to get him to get tired. Falls asleep. We go in there. Wakes back up. Get him to bed. Repeat the process. Back to the door. So much so that...
when you try to move him, he just wakes up and starts crying again.
Well, I mean, you can't open the door without bopping him in the side of the body because he's literally cheek to cheek with the door.
You have to hit him to open the door,
You
right?
have to wake him up after he falls asleep because he fell asleep as a rug, as a door rug, right? As a doormat.
Right, right.
So last night, me and my wife, we hit a breaking point. We were like, all right, man.
Sleep by the door.
If that's where you want to sleep, fine. I went in there at like 11:30.
Yeah.
Spent about 40 minutes trying to just caress this man, coddle him, tell him we love him extra nice and lovey-dovey.
Oh, you're so nice. You spent too long in there, though. I feel like other people are going to say that.
Wait, no, I know I spent way too long in there, and I feel like I'm almost negatively reinforcing by going in there, but we don't want him sleeping on the ground.
Well, no, I think you should go in there, because regression is so common.
At
you
2 years old?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes. At every age, you could have regret. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's. I wish I could say it's not going to happen again, but it might happen again. I know it sucks. It could happen with, like, potty training. It could happen with sleeping, especially when you just transitioned him to a big boy bed.
Man,
and you got a baby on the way.
Boo.
And he can talk now.
Tomatoes.
Listen, part of me was going to say, let him sleep on the floor. And see, I know you don't, I wouldn't, I know.
It's hardwood. Like, it's a hardwood floor.
Have you ever put like a blanket? I don't know.
No, we don't want to make it a thing.
You don't want to make it a thing.
We don't want to make him comfortable in that spot. And all of a sudden, we got to put his bed by the door.
No, that's stupid.
How are we going to do that?
That's stupid.
And with this next baby coming, we're thinking, we just spent the last 2 years doing amazing sleep things with this boy. I'm talking about, he slept through the night from jump. Really? And all of a sudden, at 2 years old, he's deciding that, I'm done sleeping
good.
I'm good on being good. I'm bad boy now.
So Owen.
So really?
Yeah.
Man, because...
Owen gave up at one point and was like, try me. Watch me now.
Watch me not sleep now.
I'm not... All of a sudden, I'm not sleeping. Like, and it was just like, what?
It hit the point where it was midnight and I was like, dog, I gotta sleep.
Yeah.
Mom and dad, we're going to sleep. But Sammy's going to sleep. And he said, nope.
Yeah. He was like, nope, I'm coming with you.
So he slept next to the door last night.
I think 40 minutes was too long. I think you should do like you do in your sleep training a baby where you walk in, walk out, walk in, walk out. Like put him in bed and walk back out.
Right. And that's what I tried. We tried to do that. We've gone through the steps and now I'm just
smart.
I need advice. How do you stop this sleep regression with a newborn on the way? Because that's gonna mess next baby up hard.
And he's too smart. That's the problem. Like you're asking, I don't even know at this point. Let's get some advice from people.
Fam, he's direct. He's literally too direct to not say what he's thinking or what he wants. If he's not trying to sleep on his bed, he's gonna say no and he's gonna get up.
Right, exactly.
We're gonna have to put this man back in the crib or something. I don't even know. Like,
well, maybe you will. Maybe you will for a little bit. He's only two.
Hopefully not. Oh, we need that crib soon.
Like he can't sleep in the crib. We're having a baby any day now.
He has one more year in that bed before we gotta give it up, partner.
1-414-533-1037. Any advice for DZ and his wife? They're having a baby any day now, and now baby Sammy, who's two, has decided I'm not sleeping in my bed. I'm gonna go sleep up against the door and cry until they come and get me. People will have some advice for you. I know it. Poor DZ and Aaron, just trying to have a baby over here.
No big deal.
And they can't even get their two-year-old to sleep in his bed. Sammy's regressing, which is not uncommon.
I'm going to need mans to start cooperating with the ASAP.
I just said to DZ off the air, don't worry. One day you'll just look at them and go to bed. And you won't have to do anything and it'll be great. And they'll go. And they're 10 and 12. You'll have a cocktail. You won't need to be worrying about tucking anybody in. You'll be like, go now.
I tried that last night too. Still didn't work.
You two one day will be in my spot.
Oh, how I envy you.
You're going through the hazing part of parenting right now. I hate to tell you, but this is it.
Oh, rite of passage.
Parents will know whether you have littles or olders. This is the rite of passage, the little kid part. This is the hard part. Ryan is in Calabama. Trust me, he knows. He's got two little ones.
Right.
Good morning, good morning. DZ?
Yes.
You might as well get used to it, bro.
What? Chill.
I didn't want to say it like that, Ryan, but fine. Okay, what Ryan said.
No, I'm going to be blunt and honest, man. I ain't gonna get his hopes up for sleep.
If
you got a little one coming now, too, and then you got him, it's going to be a competing factor right now.
Yeah.
But he needs positive thoughts right now.
Reinforcement.
What's the one positive thing he could do to help? Anything, or is he just screwed?
No, he's not just screwed. I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's kind of a horse of peace right now. I'm in the same boat he is. I got the same thing going on.
He's got no advice. See what I mean?
Right.
Ryan said, I was calling in hoping somebody else was going to give us some good advice.
Exactly. I'm on your same boat. So, like, give me some advice. I got an 18-month-old and a 2-year-old or a 4-year-old now. So, it's like,
Yeah, those are, I feel bad saying those are hard ages, but it's hell.
They're hard ages.
I mean, it's a blur, those ages for me. I don't remember barely any of it. Thank God for pictures and videos.
An extra 14 ounces of coffee every morning and call it a day.
See?
Say less. I do got my coffee today. You ain't wrong.
He knows.
So that's his advice. Drink more coffee.
Ryan,
figure it out.
Thanks for no advice other than it's your
no
in hell
problem.
And enjoy it.
Now let's listen to everybody else's. Appreciate you later, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Jerry's in Franklin this morning. Hey, girl.
Hi. How are you guys?
Morning. We trying to figure it out. I ain't going to lie. Little man kept me up longer than I needed to be last night.
What do you got for
DZ?
Well,
what we did was we put a baby gate in front of the door, and then when our daughter would go to bed in her big girl bed, this was around 2, she would go by the gate and cry and cry, and when she fell asleep by the gate, my husband would step over it and then put her in her bed.
Oh.
Ah.
So we did the baby gate right in front of the door, and she did not get out, and within a week, she was fine.
Ooh, well, hold on, Jerry. I got a question. Were you guys scared that she was going to climb the baby gate? Because that's what I'm thinking about with Sammy, because that's a great idea.
Mm.
But he's also resourceful.
She never climbed the baby gate. She would just stand there and look around the corner and say, Mom, Dad, and she would cry. And then she would fall asleep right by the baby gate. Mm. My husband, we would wait until she was done, pick her up, put her in her girl bed, and she was fine.
This is a good method.
She slept through the night.
She's actually giving advice now. We like it,
you
Jerry.
You see me taking notes, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. That was fantastic.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Somebody texted in and said, remind Sammy he's a big boy. If he chooses to sleep on the floor, so be it. Somebody else texted in and said, just give up.
Thanks, y'all.
Sean is in West Bend, and he has 3 children, so...
He got 3 kids?
I know, I didn't know either until I just asked. Sean, good morning.
How y'all doing today? Well, I know how DZ is doing. I feel you, dog.
See? Parents get it. It's the hazing period when they're little. It goes on for years. I'm sorry, but then it ends one day.
I didn't know I was joining a frat becoming a parent.
Sorry. Welcome to the club.
I'll tell you that right now it hasn't stopped with my son. He's going to be 5 next. last March, but he's regressed the most. So what we did is, if you can come across like a recliner or something that you can put in his room,
that's what Owen
at
did.
If you sit in that, at least you can be comfortable, maybe fall asleep in the chair. That's what we had to do with my son, because old boy gets up like 10, 20 times a night sometimes.
Sean, hold on. The kicker, bro. I didn't even tell you guys. What? He has a very plush little recliner seat right next to his crib,
and he won't
right next
it.
To the door. He still chooses to lay directly in front of it's a spot and it is right in front of the door.
Is it a kid recliner or adult recliner?
No, it's a kid recliner. It's like one of the plushy pillow ones. Yeah, the cookie monster.
Yeah, you gotta get a recliner for yourself, man.
Honest to God,
there's gonna be nights where you're gonna need that, because that's where you're gonna end up falling asleep
right with the baby. That's what I well, he's had one baby, he should know that. That's the baby. But listen, I had a full recliner in Owen's room, and he used to just get in the chair and fall asleep, and then I just put him in the bed.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll note that one down, too. Put the recliner in the baby
room.
Listen,
somebody texted in, sleep with two young kids? What is that?
Touche.
I feel bad because, Sean, I thought we were going to be some kind of positive moment in DZ's life this morning, and it's turned into just give up. You're screwed. Good luck.
Hey, I'll hold you in my heart, DZ.
Appreciate you, Papa.
This is the worst.
Well, I'll let you later, Sean.
The realest show on the radio in Milwaukee, Allie and DZ, where people call in and go, you're screwed. The end.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, yesterday your advice was the same as usual, questionable.
Amazing. Wait, what? Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
I mean, amazing. Yeah, amazing. What's the problem today?
Diana hit us up.
Yeah, what'd she say?
And she's terrified to move out of state. Mm-hmm. And my long-term boyfriend and I have been together for almost 7 years. Mm-hmm. We plan to get married once we can afford it. Recently, he was offered a promotion within his company, but it comes with a relocation to another state. The job wouldn't start until after the new year, and needless to say, it's a great pay increase, which would allow us to save and prepare for our future. Mm-hmm. On paper, everything about this opportunity is amazing. Mm-hmm. All caps. There's just one problem. I'm absolutely terrified of moving so far from the life we've already created here. Ah. I'm finding myself getting anxious thinking about not seeing friends, family, or being around our favorite places. Duh. I know it's irrational, but I feel like we would never be able to rebuild our lives together the same way we have it now. I get that. Mm. I'm really close with my family and see them weekly, and can't fathom not being able to do that. Any help getting comfortable with a major move would be appreciated. No decisions have been made, but the window to make that decision is closing. Help Diana.
Okay.
Dirty Diana.
I already got annoyed because I moved across the country 3 times by myself. Mm. I want to go, Diana, you got a friend you're moving with. You're fine. Do it alone, honey, and then be scared.
I want to talk to
you're
me.
Moving with your partner. Like, you're not moving alone. I get why if you're a huge family person, maybe you're about to have kids, that would be a horrible time to want to move.
But it sounds like they're kind of like scotch-free right now. Yeah. Just them two. I'm assuming
you can move back.
I'm assuming his job is grand enough to where she can leave her job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm assuming she's got a job too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just gonna flat out assume that she's not trying to leave the life because she feels established.
Yeah,
they're established. They already started building something, and now it's the fear of loss, right? Mm-hmm. Losing everything you've already worked for.
Yeah,
nobody likes to start over in anything you
That's
do.
That's true.
Nobody likes to start over. But how refreshing can it be?
I was gonna say. To me, it was exciting when I moved.
Clean slate.
It was like something new and fresh and less boring and a new experience and new opportunities, new people,
but
new
creatures,
things.
Creatures of habits might find it hard. And she's a textbook creature of habits.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a little dependent.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe I'm more on the independent side. So I enjoyed moving around and meeting new people.
You 100% are independent.
Yeah.
I'm 100% independent. Mm-hmm. When I left for school, when I turned 18 to go to college.
Bye.
In my head, I was like, bong, I'm on my own.
Same. No disrespect to my parents. I was ready to go.
Right.
I was like, call me never. I'll call you when I need money.
Look, what I say is, quite frankly, you're not going to be able to avoid this.
Yeah.
You're either going to break up and the situation is going to work itself out. What I will give you my advice is talk to your family.
Yeah.
See if anybody's maybe willing to move with you. y'all. Straight up.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Listen, a relocation is big.
You don't need a family to go with you.
You might. Yeah. If somebody's willing to come with you, maybe they can make the move too. If somebody's down, if you got a crazy cousin that's like, screw it, I'll move across the country with y'all, what's up? Bet. That can make that move that much easier. And it's not going to be permanent, right? Mm-hmm. Just please live with us for a couple months until we get acclimated.
It's not going to be permanent. When I move to Milwaukee, it's not going to be permanent. Here I am.
History, baby. Legend later.
20 years later.
And that could be the case.
Yeah.
It could end up somewhere else and absolutely
be happy.
Love
and be
everything.
Happy.
Find your people. Find your tribe.
It's one of those, what if it goes great?
Right.
Instead of what if it goes bad? What if it goes great?
Right.
What if everything works out? What if you're happier in a new place?
What if? And I say what if, but what if with somebody else? What if with a family member? If you're so used to seeing your family, slow into it. Or try to organize visits. Mm-hmm. Hey, mom and dad, y'all are coming this weekend. Cousin this weekend. Yeah. Titi this weekend. My sister, my brother, whatever this weekend. Load up the visits on the front end to help let them help you acclimate a little faster. Mm-hmm. See if somebody else will make the move with y'all. Move in a group.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see what our listeners think. 1-414-533-1037 is the number. Do you agree with DZ? Bring your cousin.
Bring your cousin.
I say, screw it. Just go on your own. I go the other way. Totally opposite. He says, bring friends. I say, come on.
Miss Independent over here.
Man up.
I'm trying to make it a group activity.
Woman up, Diana. Let's go. We'll talk to you next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do? On Kiss FM.
Diana wrote in, wants to know what to do because her boyfriend got a job out of state. They've been together for 7 years, but she's scared to move.
Terrified at that. Not even scared. Terrified.
Your advice was bring a cousin.
Yeah.
Move another whole family member with you. I say just go already and chill out, Diana. You're already moving with your dude. You're not alone.
Easier said than done.
I guess.
And he's going to be at work a lot of the time with that new job.
Get a job and make your own friends. See, this is where people need to be independent on their own, but they can still be in a relationship.
We'll tell that to a dependent individual.
Like Diana. All right, Sarah's in Hartford. She said, don't cut me. Yep. I'm calling.
Okay, we got you.
We got you. You're safe.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. What's your advice for Diana?
I think she just needs to take the leap. I mean, you really don't know what good can come out of this. The opportunity came for a reason. I think they need to go for it.
Yeah, it could be fate.
If it's gonna, right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, she could end up with an amazing opportunity herself, let alone, I mean, why would you want to stop him from taking, not saying stop him, but stop your future from taking this opportunity.
Your own growth.
It actually is, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you won't grow if you, I mean, people are afraid of change, I understand. Understand that, like, I'm not gonna lie, it is kind of nerve-wracking and scary, but she's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think go for it. She has no idea. She has no idea what good is gonna come out of it, and I think she needs to just go for it.
Yeah.
So don't bring the cousin. Got it. Okay.
Don't bring the cousin because
it's
then
a crutch.
You just got, yeah.
It's a crutch.
And I was trying
to
give her a crutch.
You're not gonna meet new people when you move somebody. You're gonna go out with your cousin,
exactly.
And you're gonna never meet anybody new.
Stay in your bubble.
Exactly. Yeah. You won't force yourself to meet new people, and that's what they need. They could find their best friends. They have no idea until they actually go out there. And the best thing is new places to eat.
You had me at food. Say less, Sarah.
New experiences and everything.
That's good advice. Yes. I'll give it. I appreciate your call, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Yeah, you're one of two ways, I feel like. You're either scared when you hear about something like this, DZ, to move, or it's exciting.
Right.
And I'm the exciting, and Diana's the scared boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's go to Amber in Milwaukee next. Amber, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
What do you think?
I am the classic case of this. I met my husband online and moved all the way to Wisconsin.
Oh, so
you moved here for him.
Right.
Why? I'm kidding.
For
I'm
him,
kidding.
Duh.
Not for the weather?
Yeah, I get that question all the time.
No, but talk to us. How'd you work through that?
Well, I mean, we are in the 21st century. I mean, we've got Zoom, we've got Facebook call, every technology under the sun. There's no reason why
you can't keep in touch with people or have your relationship.
Amber's saying, if you don't set a Zoom meeting with your family members
weekly, and there's so many ways to meet people because of the internet.
True.
That's the other thing. You can find clubs, leagues, you know, bars, whatever.
Anything
in Wisconsin, you can find ways to get involved because
of the internet. Back in the day, you'd be sitting there with your little rec department. Like, where do I meet people?
Just checking through the yellow pages.
Where do I go to meet people, man? Now it's like, just get on Facebook.
Right.
Learn what you can learn from it. Enjoy it. And you might meet the best people you've ever met in your life.
And if you don't, move back.
That's also
and
true.
If you don't, move back.
The move never has to be permanent,
that's
y'all.
That's the thing. We act like it's forever. It doesn't have to be.
Well, in
what
some
I
cases.
Would say, though, is make a deal with her boyfriend to allocate a certain amount of money to take kids back. I mean, if you're coming, you're going with a job raise, then allocate like $30 a week.
She's saying have a fund to come back. I got it. Yeah. Thank you, Amber.
Prepare.
We hear you.
Prepare. We appreciate your call, Amber.
Well, if he's making a lot of money, that shouldn't be an issue.
Right.
Them traveling back, especially with no kids. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right. I used to have no kids and two incomes. Boy, were those the days. Boy, were those the days.
I mean, we were still broke, but less broke than we are now with kids. Amber, have a great day.
Now we're broke.
You too.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Now we broke.
Speaking of people with kids, Destiny. Probably can relate to that. Hey, you broke like us?
Man, super broke.
Thank you, kids.
We
thanks
uber broke.
Told you that's what I was for Halloween today.
Broke?
Yeah, poverty.
Poverty. That was minimum wage, the scariest thing possible.
Destiny, what do you think Diana should do? Move or what?
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? That's what the saying we all go by. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but we did it. Mm-hmm. I say take it. Mm-hmm. My cousin had a great opportunity. His wife got a job. She works for Johnson Wax, and they moved her to a whole nother state.
Okay.
And he did. And, I mean, it's hard because you're away from family, and I come from a huge family, so it's hard. But at the end, it's, you know, they say you don't grow to your full potential because family's the main thing, that reason why you don't go to your full potential in life.
Ellie,
you would never been where you're at right now if you didn't take your leap, and look how big and successful you are. You get what I'm saying?
I would never be 20 years hosting a morning show.
I get it, like,
take
a cousin,
Illinois.
But see, all my cousins are broke, so I couldn't take nobody with me.
I just be having another broke family member with me. Now I got to pay for my cousin because we both broke
man.
Together.
Yeah, you know, and it's always the fun cousins that be broke, too.
I swear.
You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you so fun to be around, but you always broke.
But you
so
still
now I
got
to take
around.
My broke cousin with me to the other state. Oh, you really tripping, DZ. Nah.
My
I'm
bad.
Good, bro.
I'm just trying to have fun with the fam. No, but that's
yeah,
so
right. Destiny, like, bro, you stay home. Nah, uh-uh.
Destiny, you said something that really stood out as far as sometimes your growth is limited by the people you're around, and unfortunately that can be family because you're in the same bubble, you're doing the same thing.
Same
when you
people.
Grow up with the, and stay around the same people, you rarely change and expand.
I mean, think about it now, how often do you guys really like see your family? Like me, I'm a big mama's girl, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And everything I do is with my nieces, you know. But if I were to move and we were up, you know, trying to get up and move, you start thinking when you got kids, you're like, okay, well dang, they're not gonna grow around their cousins and this and that. Well then you start thinking, well, how often are we really with their cousins?
Right.
Is it like it was back in the day? You already, you know.
Yeah.
I'm already out here in Milwaukee. I don't live in Racine like I used to, so they're really not that close, but it's nice when we get together.
You know what? You bring up such a great point. People are like, I gotta be your own family, but when it comes down to it, you don't see them anyway, just like you don't see your friends. Let's get together 6 months later.
You know what? Forget DZ today. Today's was what would Destiny do?
Honestly.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go.
Let's go.
She's not wrong.
Put me on the board, coach.
You've been on the board, dog.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
We do have the best listeners. There is no doubt about that.
Hands down. I'll fight anybody that disagrees.
DZ and I were talking about the people we met last night off the air just now. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. So I saw you at the Bucks game last night.
Yeah, buddy.
You did a great job as usual.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If you didn't know, DZ is one of the in-game entertainment hosts. So you it's funny because I can always hear your voice and then I have to find you. I'm like, where is he in the arena? I know he's on the Jumbotron, but where is he? You were up in the stands at one point.
Like, shout out Bucks TV, yup.
I spent the whole thing looking for you. Like, where's DZ?
Well, and what's random is, like, not everything we do is on camera, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like an off-camera
hit. You were on camera.
Oh.
I couldn't find you in the arena.
So you saw me in Pfizer form and went, what? And I see him on Bucks TV, but where the heck?
Where is he? He's on the Jumbotron, but where is he in the stadium? You're right behind me.
Was that when I saw you right after?
Yes, you were like five rows behind me. I couldn't find you. I'm like, where is DZ?
looked everywhere but where I was.
It was really cool. But every time I saw you, I was like, that's my boy.
That's my dog. Ooh, yeah. That's my dog. Ooh, ooh.
And then the Bucks won. So it was a good night.
It was a great night. You know, mm-hmm. yeah, put the polish on them boys. It yes. was good. But no, G, so you were talking about listeners.
Yeah.
Tell me why. I had plenty of people ask me, why aren't you dressed as Allie like you said on air?
That is so funny.
You said you were going to dress as Allie Faith. And I was like, dang, my bad.
When I got to the game, I was telling somebody, I said, DZ said he was going to dress up as me. And I go, nobody's going to know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Little did you know. Everybody was about to ask why I wasn't you.
You were, what were you, a scarecrow?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Me and my co-host, she was Dorothy. And yeah. I was like, you know what? Fine. We'll match it up. I'll
be Wizard of Oz.
I'll do the theme. Yeah. And I couldn't find the Cowardly Lion. So I roughed. So I was like, I'll be the scarecrow.
I figured it out. I met two listeners on the way out, mm-hmm. by the way, after the game. Because the energy was high because we won.
Yeah.
And I run into these girls. And one of them goes, that's Allie. And then she goes, Allie? And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh my God.
It really is you.
It's you? And I go, yeah, what's up, girl?
Did you say it was me and not think it was actually me?
And then I start talking to these girls. They're hysterical. Devin and Melissa, I wrote their names down because I was with one of my girlfriends, Shelly.
Yeah,
yeah. I've known Shelly for the whole 20 years, right? And we have partied in this town left and right, up and down, okay? We know this city like the back of our hand.
Y'all know these streets.
And I'm looking at Devin and Melissa like, ah, the youngins coming into their own. You too. It was like the turnover.
It's like passing the torch, ladies. Yes. Where are you guys going after the game?
That's what she said. She goes, where are you guys going after this?
Of course.
And Shelly and I looked at each other and I go, home? It's Monday. And I go, young people. Man, I miss you guys.
To drink till you can't on a Monday.
To get loaded. I go, I got kids at home. I go, I have to go home.
Allie said, baby girl, you don't even know yet.
I wish.
You so cute.
They were fun, though. But they go, she goes, I listen every morning at 7 o'clock. So I hope they're listening right now. But where are you going after this? Home.
What about y'all?
Out. I miss partying on Monday nights, let me tell you.
They said, we about to close walls? What you talking about?
Oh, and I did want to thank you, DZ, for giving me my, what are these called again?
Oh, the Thunder Sticks.
The Thunder Sticks. I got seated on the end. Mm-hmm. So I realized, well, when the other team, when the Miami Heat is shooting free throws,
yeah.
I can wave the Thunder Sticks in the air and I might end up on TV.
That's very true.
I was trying to get on TV. Me, of all people, like we're not on the radio every day.
Because you need anything additional to make you more visible.
I'm already 6 feet tall, loud and blonde.
Platinum blonde. Like, come on now. That's the last thing you need. You draw more attention to yourself.
I was texting DZ, who was working during the Bucks game, and I'm like, I need Thunder Sticks. And I need them now. He's like, I got you. Like, you're worried about my Thunder Sticks.
I was. I got them. You're welcome.
Thank you for bringing them, and I will have them in my pocket at the next game.
Be ready for them Thunder Sticks and Allie Faith.
Well, you looked great and you did great last night.
I really appreciate that. It's a new process, but mm-hmm. I'm getting into it. I'm getting used to it. I'm just mm-hmm. loving the energy and mm-hmm. it's being well received from the people there.
Oh, at one point you did the thing where you go, everybody up, stand up.
Yeah.
And I did I stood up and I go, you heard him.
You heard him.
I looked at the section like, get up. Like I was getting mad.
Did they get up?
A few did.
Okay, bet.
But I was like, yeah, you heard him. Like, I just want you to know I'm your hype guy behind the hype guy.
Hype the hype. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody heard him.
Even the hype man needs a hype man.
Well, there's always somebody who wants to sit there and be boring.
Well, right. They check their phone.
I don't want to stand up.
My leg hurts.
Oh, my God.
Get up.
Am I the Jerk, by the way, coming up next. And it involves me. I'm allowing myself to be roasted today. It's a Halloween problem.
Wait, are you allowing me to roast you too?
Yes, I don't care. Bring it. Like, am I scared?
You tell me.
I went out on a Monday night to bring it.
I ain't scared nothing.
I ain't scared. Kiss FM.
Don't think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. I guess I'm the jerk today.
Well, no. That's not decided yet.
Thank you. Yeah. Because I said to DZ, off the air, do you think I'm a jerk for what I've been doing to my children this week?
And I said, oh.
I said, I don't think I'm a jerk. I think it's fair game, and I don't think anybody's ever going to know. What you don't know doesn't hurt you. I hate that saying, but boy, does it work for me today.
But I definitely said, we got to do this for Am I the Jerk. You know that, right?
So we went trick-or-treating this weekend multiple times.
Right.
Went to trunk-or-treat, mm-hmm. and we went trick-or-treating on Saturday in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
and we have more candy than we know what to do with.
Don't we all?
Every year, this annoys me. And it lasts till Christmas and then some.
Christmas next year.
And then they're like, can we have candy every day? Every day! Yes, take 5 pieces, take 4, whatever.
Whatever. Oh, but you tell them they can only take a certain amount.
Yes, and this goes on for months.
Well, because if not, they're going to down the bag in 2 days.
And throw up. And right. I'm not dealing with that either.
Right, right.
So I started doing this thing where I started secretly giving their candy away when they weren't looking. And I hope they aren't listening right now. Ooh. So I looked at like my sitter who comes every morning to take care of them and get them to school, Jessica. And I go, Jessica, every day you come in this house, you take 5 to 10 pieces out of each bag quietly and you leave.
Don't tell nobody.
They'll never know. And we're going to do this slowly over time. And she goes, got it.
Say less.
I said, DZ, I'm going to bring in a little pack here and there. And he goes, oh, I got too much, Ellie. Don't give me any candy. So I'm basically taking their candy. And if they ever find out, they're going to flip out.
Of course they are. What are you
talking
about?
Even though they're never going to finish it, or it's going to, around Christmas, it'll probably end up in the trash anyway, because now they'll have a whole bunch of new stuff.
Well, yeah.
I'm telling you, if they ever find out, they will scream bloody murder.
They're going to lose it.
They're going to lose it.
No, they're going
to
lose it.
And they're going to tell me I'm the worst parent ever, and how could I take their stuff and give it to other people? And they worked hard for that candy, and they worked for, I already know the argument. They worked hard walking up and down. We worked hard in the neighborhood in the cold.
They earned that candy.
Mom!
Mm-hmm.
So as a kid, I'd be furious. As an adult, I'm like, not a jerk. As a kid, I'm like, jerk.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm a child, because I'm definitely going to say jerk. Come on now. I support their claim of they worked hard for that candy.
Screw
now,
that.
It's one thing.
They didn't pay for it.
True. That is true.
Just saying.
It's one thing had they hopped in the car, house to house, tra-la-la through, but nah, they earned it. They worked hard for it.
They did.
And you're already limiting how many pieces they can have?
Is that too prudish of a mom? I can't let them have 5 packages of Skittles is enough.
The audacity.
Come on.
The point of Halloween is to down that bag in 2 days and yak. That is why we do this. Uh-oh. That is the entire point. Because then guess what? Then the candy's gone. Then you don't got to worry about it.
That's
then you can
true.
Teach them a lesson and go, see why you shouldn't have done that? See why portions are important? You could have spun this in a whole nother way. But no, you a jerk because you throw in their candy at somebody else. Their candy. Them. That's owned candy.
Somebody said, you're just teaching them about taxes. No big deal.
Well, if you're spending like that.
Somebody texted in, let me get this straight. You have a 12-year-old that has to have a sitter. Oh my gosh. Give all the candy away. They should be watching themselves. Listen, I leave the house at like 4 a.m. Okay, I got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. They're in 4th and 6th grade. They will get to a place where they can be left home alone. We're not there yet, okay?
Whoever texted is a jerk for trying to change the subject. That's not what we're talking about.
Thank you. Jeez.
We're talking about, is Allie the jerk because she's getting rid of their kids' candy behind their back?
And you know, I see one text that takes me off into no man's land and we lose it.
That ain't what this is about.
Oh, somebody said, do the switch, witch. Trade them for a toy. Okay, I don't need advice. I wouldn't know if I'm the jerk.
Well, they're saying, yes, the jerk. You should be doing something else. So I'm a read between the lines.
You say jerk. Yeah. I say not the jerk.
Of course.
1414. Of course you do.
Of course
it's you
do. Why would you call yourself the jerk?
414-533-1037. You have to dial 1. You can text or you can call that number and we'll talk to you next. Don't be afraid to tell me I'm a jerk. I can take it.
Stand on it. I'm on your side, y'all.
I'll say it with my chest. Not the jerk.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hi, it's me. I'm not the problem. I'm not the jerk.
That ain't decided yet, dog. That is not decided yet. Don't you get ahead of yourself.
All right, fine. I told DZ I have been secretly giving away my kids' Halloween candy, and they have no idea. And if they find out, they're going to freak out.
I'm surprised you ain't been called by them yet, because I would have swore them candy senses would have been tingling if it was me.
You got to do it the right way. 5 here, 5 there. Then they don't even remember, because they secretly stole 5 when I wasn't looking. And you think I don't know? I know. You know it, too.
And they're thinking, maybe I ate the candy.
See?
Huh.
It's a mind F. Ooh. I got this. Shannon is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
Shannon's got her daughter, Liliana, who I think might be ready to light me up.
Uh-oh. All right. You guys get to kick it off. Is Allie the jerk or not for secretly giving
away
her cunts?
Lily got out. She went to school.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
She was on fire before we went on the air. She was like, jerk.
She told me everything to say.
Oh, good.
She left the notes.
How old is Liliana? How old is she?
She She is seven.
Seven. Okay, so what was her stance?
First of all, she said she is so mad at you for giving away your son's candy.
Rightfully so.
Because she counted off her pieces, and she had 503 pieces.
Dang.
And they're only out for an hour and a half.
She got inventory. She knows
how. She will not let me get rid of her candy at all.
She counted 503 pieces of candy, your daughter.
Let one of them blow pops or Laffy Taffys go missing. I bet you they notice.
Now, she has a future because she probably does have a clipboard with an inventory of, I got 17 Tootsie Rolls. I got 12 Snickers. Anybody? Oh, there's a Milky Way missing. That's it.
Who took my Milky Way?
Who touched it?
You know what she did? She actually, because she's in second grade, so she's learning like how to divide things and everything.
Yeah.
She told me she put everything in baggies, and she's like, Mom, I put the number of how many pieces of candy are on the bag.
She rationed her. Listen, that you can't mess with Liliana.
No.
And obviously, she's going to call you a jerk because she took her job very seriously
and
this Halloween.
The fact that she counted to 500, I mean, watch me go try to tell my 10 or 12-year-olds. They'll be like, I'm out. No way.
No, thank you. Take your candy.
Wow. Awesome. Well, thank you for calling, Shannon. Have a good day. Oh, yes.
She told me real quick to tell you that, yes, you're a jerk because your son's worked really hard walking up and down the street just like she did in the cold. True. But I told her we're in a jerk because, you know, if I could, I would take her candy away too.
You got a household divided, Allie.
I do. I'm making parents fight with their children today.
No, I'm going with Liliana's answer, though. She called you a jerk.
Think how many kids are driving down the road with their parents right now doing the side eye like, you touch my candy?
You doing this to
me? Did you do what Allie did to her kids?
Is this a thing between parents?
In fact, I'm doing too much outside of the parent, the private club we're supposed to have. Thanks for calling, Shannon.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. You know, Shannon's daughter is literally going to be thinking about her candy all day at school and can't wait to count it as soon as she's home.
Oh, there's 502. Somebody took a piece.
And check my inventory. Mom.
Jenna's in Muskego this morning. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Okay, so Lily says I'm a jerk. Mm-hmm. The seven-year-old.
Lily is wrong, Allie. Remember, bleep them kids, okay? No. They don't need all that candy. Nuh-uh. They don't need all of that.
They don't. Do you do this to your daughter?
I mean, but how many times a year? How many times a year do they get that much candy? It's
too
an
much.
Experience, y'all. Let them get that tummy ache. Learn. Mm-hmm. One cavity ain't going to hurt them.
We have a giant candy drawer, and by Easter, it's still in there, and then I throw it away. I'm like, we don't need this much. You're one kid. You're not paying for your fillings. Which she hasn't had any cavities yet, thank God. Probably because I throw away her candy.
Right.
Oh.
Jenna,
I teach.
You wait until.
I teach preschool. I give it to my assistants.
Yeah.
During nap time.
Smart.
See, you wait until Easter. I don't make it. Christmas is where the candy's gone. That's where I go, we're done.
Right.
Gee, it's actual Halloween now, and you're already giving their candy away.
You know what? When you're right, you're right. 3 days after Halloween, trick-or-treating, I'm over it.
Let's get this candy out this
house. You're done.
You're right.
Yep.
We haven't even finished the holiday, and here I am.
You barely started it, really.
It is. The morning of Halloween, I'm talking about, am I a jerk for throwing all the candy away?
Anybody want free candy?
Come here, little kid.
Jenna splits us up. He goes, not the jerk. Yeah. Bleep them kids.
And
not a jerk. Bleep them kids.
Okay.
And give your candy away.
Okay.
Throw it away.
Well,
whatever.
And I would take it to the school and give it to the teachers, but I feel like everybody, I feel like now's the time of year where everybody has too much.
Mm-hmm.
So to the people that say, you know, send it to overseas, that's the way to really do it. Send it to, you know, the soldiers and people that are not here.
Or somebody called and said, bring it to the hospitals. The nurses would love it.
I got you, ladies. All right, Jenna, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Lisa is in West Allis today. Lisa!
Good morning!
Morning!
Congrats on being the tiebreaker, even though I'm totally not the jerk, in my opinion.
No, for real,
your opinion.
Then, ooh, stand on it, Lisa, 10 toes. What do you say, jerk or not the jerk?
I say she's the jerk.
Oh, pew, 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 pew.
And that was the day Lisa lost her theme song.
Chill.
I'm teasing. No, you think I'm the jerk? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Explain, Lisa.
Your kids worked hard for that candy. They walked tirelessly up and down the
blocks.
They did. They did, but they don't need 500 Snickers. It's so stupid.
Listen, they burned all those calories on the front end so that they could enjoy that candy on the back end, and you're taking that from them.
Hold on. Did you guys forget? I went with Hudson. I earned mine, too. I didn't even eat their candy, okay? So what if I had a spiked seltzer in my hand the whole time? I did the route, too.
Well, you and all the other parents.
They didn't walk alone. I mean, they were acting like they did a marathon. They did a loop in the neighborhood. I mean, come on, people.
But as a kid, you know that is the most coveted thing, to be able to enjoy every single piece of those candies that you want to eat.
Yeah.
And when it gets taken from you, it hurts. It hurts.
I agree. It is a jerk move, probably, to secretly give all the candy away. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. It went to work yesterday. See? I could have gotten rid of all of it.
In my house, my husband blatantly eats their candy, so now they hide it on dad.
No. That's different. That's the dad tax. That's a dad tax. That's parent tax. You know, that's a whole nother story.
Somebody texted in, now my daughter's counting hers. See
good.
What I did?
Look what you started. Look what you started, Allie. Lisa works this out. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, not sorry to say, Allie, you're the jerk.
I am the jerk. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
I should address this. Somebody said, Allie, were you always like this? Or do you worry your kids might get an unhealthy relationship with food? Or are you tempted by having the candy in the house? Candy can be in the house all year round. Doesn't tempt me. DZ's seen me around plenty of food. Food doesn't tempt me.
No.
I think you can agree with me on that.
100%.
I can be around food. Food's not an issue. I do worry about my kids having an unhealthy relationship with food. And it is on us to teach them how to have one.
Right.
And I didn't learn that. So I may sound crazy for saying there's a limit. But I'm sorry. 5 packages of Skittles at once is enough. Okay?
Well,
I don't care if it is Halloween. I'm not giving, and it's not like I'm going, pick one and then put it back for the whole day. They're getting 5 at a time, like 4 times a day, people. Let's chill out a little.
Allie.
Let's chill.
You might be the jerk, but you're still a great mom.
Well, that's debatable, too.
Okay, good mom.
Thanks, DZ.
Yeah.
Aw, thank you. Do you want some candy?
You got some free candy?
Yeah.
Oh, say less. I'll
Hold
take
on.
Some.
I got Hudson's bag right over here.
Get out
okay,
of here.
Let's give away some Jonas Brothers tickets.
Right now?
Yeah, what the hell. 414. I owe everyone for being such a jerk today. I got to give back to the community.
Get on the good graces of the people.
Caller 33, you're going to see the Jonas Brothers. They're going to be in town in like 20 days at Fiserv Forum, November 20th. 1-414-533-1037. And the winner, I'll let them chime in on Am I the Jerk too, if they're lucky. Kiss FM. Why is it snowing? What the hell?
What the hell?
I knew it was supposed to snow, but it still is a shocking view as I'm looking out the Kiss FM window right now.
Yeah.
It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. I love it. It's amazing.
I don't even have Owen's winter coat. It's at his dad's. That's how unprepared for snow we are today.
Nobody's expecting this, even though we were expecting this.
Happy Halloween. Sheesh. All right, let's do something positive. Jonas Brothers tickets. Danielle is in West Bend this morning. Danielle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it snowing by you?
Yeah, what you up to?
It is snowing, yes.
Are you shoveling already? Is that what you're doing this morning, Danielle?
Oh, no. I'm busy running kids' school and doing all that.
Well, then let's just say you are our winner.
Hey!
Yeah. You're going to see the Jonas Brothers at Fiserv Forum on November 20th, 20 days from now. Congratulations.
Welcome. Thank you.
Do you think I'm a jerk for giving away my children's Halloween candy?
In general, no.
Thank you.
But it is a little early. That's
we didn't need any more input. We had to. You said no.
No. You said no. That's all. Thank you. That's all.
Thanks for calling.
No. No. Don't backtrack. Don't backtrack now.
No, Danielle. I get it. No, I could. It goes both ways on this for sure.
It's like not a jerk had it been like a month from now.
Right.
Right.
Yes. I'm a little bit of a jerk because it's right now.
But today is Halloween. So, but the snow evens it out, and might as well be Christmas.
Might as well throw the candy out, all of it.
Honestly, right? don't feel bad. Putting your tree up. It's snowing. Who am I to judge about Christmas stuff at this point?
Let's
be real. Danielle, congratulations. Hold on, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. We'll have another chance to win those tomorrow, same time. And then don't forget, yesterday we announced New Kids on the Block are coming to town next summer. And we have those tickets at 8:40 this morning.
They're bringing the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Hi.
Yo.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So some of the new news about Matthew Perry and his death is that he wasn't really in the water very long before he was found dead. So now the timing is throwing everybody off because yesterday, knowing his history of addiction, mm-hmm. I immediately went to a place where I thought, oh no, did he overdose and then drown in his hot tub?
Right. I went the same place
but
immediately.
Now they're saying no, his assistant went out to run an errand and came back, and that's who found him. They don't know if the assistant had been there, if they could have possibly saved his life, but he hadn't been alone that long.
Right.
When they found him.
So basically, the assistant was there hanging out.
Yeah.
He was in the hot tub chilling. Then he said, hey, would you mind going to grab me some snacks
from
the store real quick? Whatever. Assistant went, and by the time they came back, however many minutes later,
he was unresponsive in the jacuzzi.
Dog.
And so they're saying, well, so that made me think, was it something medical?
Right.
Did he have? He's 54.
Did he have a stroke?
A heart attack? Anything.
Brain bleed? Oh my gosh,
could have been anything.
Yeah. It really could have been anything, but unfortunately, with his history, you automatically go to that place.
Well, yeah, when you drown in a hot tub and you're a 6 foot tall adult, I immediately go there, right?
Most hot tubs ain't 6 feet tall, are they?
Well, that's, you know.
They don't got a deep end, do they?
Any adult, you know? So that, yeah, of course, immediately. But it is possible that something happened and then he just fell down.
Well, and unfortunately, when you are in water and you suffer a medical emergency, it is timely to get
then
somebody up
screwed.
Out because you don't know how long you're going to be out for. Say theoretical,
it's the worst place.
A seizure. Mm-hmm. He's unresponsive now, basically inhaling water. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to stop. I'm sorry. Oh man, wow.
So sad. So sad. He was also, they said, on drugs for COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. A lot of times they use it for people with emphysema or chronic bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, but they said he was trying to quit smoking because there was nicotine patches everywhere. So we talked about this earlier, kind of like a person who's clean, you're usually, if you're trying to quit smoking, you're probably clean. Like if he's still doing drugs, is he trying to quit smoking, but he's still, you know what I mean?
In a perfect world. But you know, some holds and strongholds and addictions take a little bit longer than others.
Six weeks we'll know the results of the toxicology
test.
That's
how long they're saying it's going to take?
It always does, yeah.
Bruh, I feel like 6 days tops.
No, 6 weeks.
Oh man.
Yep. So that's the update on Matthew Perry. We'll keep you updated as we know more. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Per usual.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot because it was snowing.
I'm about to say Merry Christmas.
What's going on? I remember when it snowed however many years ago on Halloween, and here we are again. This is so weird.
Cryptic.
Yeah. But it is Halloween. Should have got spooky music. My bad.
Snowy. I mean spooky.
Do you know what we never even discussed was I don't even know if you like Halloween movies.
Only the funny ones.
What does that mean? What's a funny Halloween movie?
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh, well that's your idea of a good movie.
Yeah, that a good Halloween movie, Hocus Pocus.
Mm.
A good Halloween movie, Halloween Town. You know what's not a good Halloween
Charlie
movie?
Charlie Brown's Halloween.
Thank you. Well, that's a good one. You know what
basics?
Isn't? All the scary stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't do scary. Not well.
I hate scary as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not my jam. I don't like scary movies because I don't like being on edge the whole time. To me, it's like, why would I want to be? Some people get an adrenaline rush.
Mm, okay.
Some people love it.
You willingly give yourself anxiety for funsies. Okay, that's
no
fine.
Thanks. No thanks. But I have the list of the top Halloween movies.
Oh, you do? Do you?
I do, but we're going to see what the listeners pick as their top Halloween movies first, and I want to see if they made the list.
Competing tops. Uh-huh. See what tops is in the list and what's not.
I got the top 10. We'll see if any of you guys pick one that's in the top 10, and we'll discuss next, because one of them, I feel like, is not a Halloween movie. In fact, I don't think it belongs on here.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know who put it on this list, but I'll tell you the movie I'm taking off the list next.
Okay, not best
I like. It's kind of like how they do Die Hard as a Christmas movie. It's in that genre of they're calling it a Halloween movie because it takes place during Halloween in one scene.
Oh, then it's definitely a Halloween movie.
I disagree.
Oh, I'm fine.
1-414-533-1037. That is the number. What do you think is your favorite Halloween movie or the top Halloween movie of all time? DZ and I are not voting because we don't like Halloween movies. We're going to let you fight about it next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Happy Halloween.
Enjoy the snow. This is the weirdest day ever.
Happy Halloween. Get the salt and shovels out.
I mean, so they came out with the top Halloween movies, as they always do. There's lists everywhere.
But Every year.
I took Variety's list, and one of them I just don't agree with, which is Karate Kid. They put as a Halloween movie because he is dressed up, and there's a scene where they're at the Halloween dance, and he's in a shower, but I'm like, what? Is that a Halloween movie?
I mean, for a lot of people.
Come on.
No, actually, I agree with you, dog. Like, that's not a Halloween movie.
That's like when they say Die Hard's a Christmas movie and you want to argue about it. Like, is it? Maybe.
That I disagree with. Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie.
It does take the whole thing takes place during Christmas.
During all of Christmas.
Whereas Karate Kid's one scene.
One scene of him. Right, exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. It don't count. Not to me. Nope.
They also have E.T. on this list of the top Halloween movies.
Oh, but snap.
I guess.
Yeah, no, that's a Halloween movie. Verified.
I'll tell you what the top ones are after we go to our callers. Let's see if any of our callers actually pull any of these up. Kathleen's calling. Let's Mike's wife. Let's pull her up first. Kathleen in Hartford. Good morning, Kathleen.
It's Babe's wife.
Good morning. That's me.
Good morning, Kathleen.
What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Well, I hate Halloween movies. Hate them all.
Like all of them or just the scary
she's
ones?
She's like us.
No, all of them. I don't do it. And I was telling Allie that one of the most popular, which is Hocus Pocus. Mm-hmm. I'm petrified of that movie. It scares me to death.
Stop it.
No, yes. And my sister, my sister and I, we were like, no, Hocus Pocus is scary. I know, we're weird, but...
I absolutely love that movie. Wait, what scares you out of Hocus Pocus?
I don't know. I don't know if there was, like, some drama surrounding that movie we watched. I have no idea, but we will not watch it. We're scared of that movie. And I know it's Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker, but scared.
Nope, no matter.
Girl.
I know.
Kathleen said, I don't care if it's SJP. That movie's not for me.
Bette Midler put on some makeup, and she went, oh, my God. All right, so Hocus Pocus did come in as second on the list of the most popular Halloween movies. You picked number two, Kathleen. Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you.
You've won nothing. Have a great day.
Bye.
You won a snow-filled drive to work.
Enjoy.
Congrats.
No, but she says she don't rock with that movie at all. Mm-hmm. I think that's wild. As somebody that doesn't like scary movies or nothing scary, that is easily my favorite Halloween movie. Like, that's my number one.
Hocus Pocus
is. Me and my wife. That's like our number one.
I'll tell you what came in number one if nobody guesses it.
Okay, bet.
Corey is in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
What is your favorite Halloween movies?
Anything with Ed and Lorraine Warren. Anything based on the work, like the Insidious, Annabelle kind of stuff.
Oh, I don't know who those people are.
Thrillers.
What is she talking about?
They're very, very scary, petrifying movies. The Annabelle, creepy, crazy, haunted doll, and then the Insidious is like paranormal.
Okay, I've heard those of the movies. Annabelle
there's
doll.
One movie in particular where they have like Annabelle is messing with this mom.
Oh, it's
like
fine.
She's like a new mom. Listen, and she's got some postpartum stuff going on.
Nobody needs details. We get it. It's scary. Yeah. We don't want to ever watch it. We're fine. chill with the details.
But Corey says those are her tops.
Yeah, Insidious.
Oof. That now, and The Fourth Kind is really good too.
Oh my gosh,
I don't watch scary movies.
She's going off on all these. If it's got anything to do with paranormal exorcisms or taking over somebody's body. No, bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, Corey. Good call. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks, Corey.
We appreciate your call for real. Have a good day.
Amanda is calling from Racine this morning. Amanda, the only one people have guessed on this list or at least said for their favorites is Hocus Pocus.
Insidious isn't on the list?
Insidious wasn't on the top 10. No.
Dang.
Maybe it should be.
I don't think I'm going to be on the list because I'm like DZ. Like, Halloween movies scare the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get nightmares over them.
Facts.
Like, The Exorcist gave me nightmares for 6 months straight, like every day.
Easy.
It was nuts.
No, you're not wrong.
But my favorite movie is the Madea Halloween movie.
Okay, you might She might as well have picked number. What number is it on the list? Not Madea, but
2000. Number 2000.
You should have picked number. That's like number 15. Ernest Scared Stupid from 1991.
Oh no. Madea's Halloween is definitely over Ernest Halloween.
Way more.
Hello.
That's unique. I've never had somebody say their favorite Halloween movie is Madea's Halloween.
Got me into Madea, and I'm obsessed. So I love like all the Madea movies.
Tyler Perry knows how to bring it. Okay.
You and my wife, she'll watch a Madea movie any day of the week, don't matter what it is. No, that's good. Yes. That's honorable mention right there.
All right, Amanda, thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Last but not least, Julie is in Oak Creek. Julie.
Oh, snap.
Oh, we got to get her theme song. Sorry. She called 5 days in a row.
Where's my M&M?
She's in the club.
She sure is. Julie, nobody has guessed any of these top Halloween movies except for Hocus Pocus. And I feel like you're not going to make it any better, Julie.
What's your favorite movie?
Probably not. So I live for scary movies, but my favorite movie is Hocus Pocus 1 and 2.
See?
Ooh, let's
it's
go.
Hocus Pocus.
Yep. And number 2. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people like number 2.
My favorite scary one would be the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh.
That was big.
You know what they made was number 1 on this list was Halloween, the original from like the 70s. Because didn't they just remake that? Or aren't they remaking Halloween right now, if I'm correct? Or they redid it? Wow. I don't know. I don't watch scary movies, so don't ask me. I don't know where the hell they're at with this process.
You're going to have to ask Julie. She's the one that lives for scary movies.
Well, Julie, Hocus Pocus was 2. And then Nightmare Before Christmas came in the top 5.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, they put that in there.
Yeah, no.
See, that's for all the holiday hypes that are already thinking about Christmas. Nah, dog, get that off the list, man. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so what's the rest
Donnie
of the list look
Darko's
like?
Donnie Darko's on this list.
I see that.
Sleepy Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of with you, though. Like, where is The Exorcist and all that? I will say DZ's favorite movie, Casper, came in at 13.
Second favorite.
Real true
13.
Story.
Oh! I didn't even realize that.
See, it's meant to be.
Julie, you genius.
Mm-hmm. All right, Julie, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, so we have got to give away these New Kids on the Block tickets.
That's right.
We're talking about Halloween movies, but we got New Kids on the Block tickets. You can't even buy them yet, and we are hooking you up with a pair because they are coming to town. We announced yesterday on August 24th next summer at American Family Insurance Amphitheater. So you want to go? Caller 30-1414-533-1037. New Kids on the Block. Oh, and Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff are going to be there.
Not to mention.
Look out.
Dang.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good luck. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios giving away these New Kids on the Block tickets. You can't even buy them yet.
I mean, New Kids on the Block. Paula Abdul. DJ Jazzy Jet. Come on, man. Quit playing with them.
I'm serious right now. You can't even buy them. Vicky is calling from Mequon this morning. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Allie.
Oh, she's all the way in Mequon.
She's in Mequon. Is it fancy up there today?
How fancy is it this morning? Is your snow gold? Is your snow gold in Mequon?
Only by the country club, darling.
Good play.
Only by the country. Now, Vicky, seriously, Mequon's not bougie at all. We're just being dramatic.
No.
Vicky, you are caller 30.
Woo!
Woo!
You're going to see New Kids on the Block.
My daughter's going to love me.
Oh,
snap.
Well, I don't know.
She goes,
what?
She goes, she always, and I bought all her dolls, but I missed one of them.
Oh, the New Kids on the Block dolls?
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay, so she's doing this for her daughter. How nice.
She's trying to help her daughter complete a dream and complete the set.
Living out the dream. Well, tickets don't even go on sale until Friday, but you got them for anybody in the city. Congrats, Vicky.
Woo.
Oh, awesome. I'll go with her.
Hey, I know that's right. Mama going party too.
She's like, don't go without me. Hold on, Vicky. We got to get some more info from you, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Jinx. Double jinx. Triple jinx.
No, I get to talk because I have to tell people that they have to go to our website where the pre-sale code is. So if you want to buy tickets when they come on Friday and you don't win them from us this week, we have a pre-sale code up on our website. So, and that's on Thursday, the pre-sale code. So you're welcome. 1037kissfm.com.
The .com.
Yeah. The .com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.